Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. And as everybody knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, yeah. My name is Jeremy Conway. I've been living in Fort Mac since roughly 09. Father of two, heavy equipment operator. I'm a part of an amazing organization, chapter here in Alberta is Alberta Bearded Villains. We're in almost 40 countries spread across the world, and we're into community outreach, nonprofit work, and just to kind of break the stereotype of, I look like I should pillage a village, but I'm, you know, I don't want to see somebody go hungry. I want to help a person in need, and that's what we're all about, you know?
There you go. So tell me a little bit about this organization.
So, as an organization as a whole, Bearded Villains have been a global organization since 2014, started by a fellow in California.
Okay.
We spread across the world. There's a chapter in almost every state in the United States. There's a chapter in almost every province. So there's, I believe, two in Vancouver, or sorry, in BC, one in Alberta. Saskatchewan used to have one, but they're not anymore. Then there's Manitoba. There's three in Ontario, one in Quebec, and one in Nova Scotia that encompasses all the Maritimes.
Okay.
So it's literally like to whatever we can to help.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, again, to break that stereotype of, like I was telling your homeboy earlier, that, you know, I want to redefine, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Facts. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody is so straight to judge somebody because why? Because I stand over 6 feet and I got tattoos?
Yeah.
I don't mean, like, how many people that look like me would help you quicker than somebody in a three-piece fucking suit?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. No, that's just facts.
He used to wear a three-piece suit all the time.
But, yeah, and I help nobody.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, legit. You know what I mean? They'll pass by somebody that's broke down on the road.
We were having this conversation earlier. So like, I'm useless, right? I'm completely useless.
Okay.
Like, when it comes to, like, cars and stuff.
Yeah.
So when I see somebody, like, on the side of the road, I'm always like, I feel bad, but I offer no help. And then this guy was just like, what are you talking about, man? Like, you could pull over, use their phone. Maybe they just want to chat. Maybe
that's it, man.
Like, there's so much you could do. I'm like, son of a gun. And I'm like, I got to start pulling over more often.
And he used to wear a three-piece suit all the time.
That's right.
But even in that brief moment, like, you know what I mean? Like, we run majority of our organization across all of it on an online app. It's called Line. So there's a bunch of different, whether you're a horror movie fanatic, we got chapter groups or chat groups for that.
Yeah.
There's even one in there for like a mental health thing, brothers helping brothers.
Yeah.
So no matter whether you're down, somebody just needs that kind word sometimes to get through that next day.
Yeah.
You know, they need 5 minutes of kindness or 5 minutes of a positive word.
That's right.
Just to make that day better than what it was.
Yeah.
And that's what we're all about. No matter whether you're a member or not, you need help, you need help.
That's right. How did you find out about this organization?
I found out through a friend of mine that I have in Oregon, south of us here.
Yeah.
And he started the process when we met a few years ago, seemed really interested.
Yeah.
And I jumped on the train, and it took me about 6 months to kind of started to basically become a full member, structured like bikers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, terminology's changed just because we didn't want to show the respect to the boys that done their thing.
Yeah.
But, so you still got to go through, like, it's, you start off as a hopeful, and then you go to support, and then basically full membership. So it's whatever we can do to help in the communities that our chapters are close to or in. Like, the last big thing that my bro's done down south, they've done the Walk for Life down in Lethbridge there a couple months ago. It was the last big event.
Right.
So unlike other chapters where they're pretty close-knit, unfortunately right now I got guys all the way down towards Medicine Hat and I'm all the way in Fort Mac, so it's, we do a lot of stuff right now virtually and stuff like that, but when we can get together, like we've done our four-year meet in Calgary back in November and just kind of got together and broke bread and like, you know what I mean, like brothers would, right?
That's
and now
cool,
we're in the process of picking some charities and stuff that we can support throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, very cool.
So to me, for me personally, like I was describing to your friend a little while ago, my kids asked me once what it was like to be a villain, and I told them no matter where they go in the world, if there's a villain close to them, it's like having me next to them.
That's right. Band of Brothers.
Exactly. Yeah. That's straight up what it is.
Yeah.
And one cool thing about it too is if we traveled anywhere, if I reached out to villains, they'll show you the cool spots to eat, the touristy stuff, even stuff that's probably not on the tourist.
That's
like,
right.
You know what I mean, right?
That's what you want.
Exactly. So during COVID a few years ago, my two sons that lived in Ontario, my oldest lives here with me now, I decided to travel across Canada due to COVID. I didn't want them flying. Like everybody, right? You know, we were all kind of nervous, so I decided to drive to get them.
Yeah.
And I put it in one of the groups that I was traveling across Canada, and every province I crossed through, I met villains.
Oh,
and took
cool.
that minute and just had that brother embrace of...
That's right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
That's awesome.
It's a big part of my life, and, I mean, you know, my kids see it and everything like that, and just, again, trying to break that stereotype of, I get the way we look, but it doesn't mean that's who we are.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
It's one of those things. Like, I used to be in human resources, and I'd have to hire all types of individuals.
Yeah.
Tattoos, women, men, you name it.
Yeah.
And I went to this conference one time down in Chicago, an HR conference. So you're talking about, like, thousands of, like, HR professionals.
Yeah.
And on the questionnaire, it asked about tattoos and like how that made you feel from an interview standpoint, like right off the bat.
Yeah.
Now, being born and raised in Fort McMurray and hiring people in Fort McMurray,
everybody.
This is tattoos for me. I was just like, I don't care. Like, doesn't matter.
And that's it, right? Like, I got to say, I've lived in a few places in Canada and Fort Mac has to be probably one of the most heavily tattooed.
That's right.
Across all industries. Don't matter if you're a police officer, doctor, nurse, or a site worker.
That's right.
You got ink somewhere.
And I was blown away because me, I'm just... Like, I could care less.
Exactly,
it's like you don't even see it.
And that's it.
And when I got, like, because it was a conference, so we got the information back in real time. And there were so many people that, like, had negative stereotypes of tattoos. And there was a presenter there who was, like, tatted up. And he's like, well, listen, like, I'm here. And if I roll up my sleeves.
That's it, right?
Look at all this.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, the whole point of that component of the conference was to, like, try to get some of that older... The
mentality
out,
gone. Exactly, right? You know what
so,
I mean? And that's it, right? Like... Granted, years ago, tattoos obviously were looked down upon as, you know, a bad thing. If you had them, you were a bad person. But
that's
again,
right.
Now, every professional, find me a doctor that don't have one.
That's right.
Find me a lawyer. Find me a police officer that don't have a memorial to brothers that passed away in 9/11.
That's right.
Find me a fireman that don't have a fire truck somewhere, again, due to 9/11 or some sort of brother that passed
that's
away.
Right.
And you mean to tell me that because that fireman or police officer has a memorial piece, he's not going to help save your life?
That's right. That's right.
He's not going to do his job to the best of his ability. Why? Because the ink is poisoning his brain now?
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
You know what I mean, right? Like,
no, over the years, there's definitely been a push to normalize it a little bit more. And I
100%.
Think some of those TV shows, like on TLC, initially, like Miami Ink and some of that.
Yeah,
like,
no, exactly,
really
right? Yeah,
push
for sure.
The culture to be like, hey, this is just... This,
it's an
it's
art
just
form,
art.
Right?
It's kind of like me and graffiti, man. Like,
oh, I love graffiti
I know I'm
going
to get, like, hit on... But, like, I love graffiti.
Love
personally.
It. Love
grew
it.
Up, we... Like, if you ever... come to our office, like I have some graffiti
in
the office, like on canvas.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big graffiti guy. And like there's good graffiti and there's bad graffiti.
100%.
You know what I mean? And like, fair enough, kids like tagging stupid little things and swearing. It is what it is. But for the most part, that's art that everybody can see.
Exactly.
Not everybody gets the opportunity to go into like a museum or like a gallery to see art. And you might, depending on where you are, economically, you might not even know that it exists.
Like two of the best places I've ever seen for graffiti over the years of the little bit that I have traveled. Again, like I said, I lived in Ontario for a number of years down in Toronto. So downtown TO is, I mean, graffiti at certain spots everywhere. But another really cool spot that I've seen is a few years back, I toured Hastings.
Oh.
So, I mean, don't get me wrong. It comes with its own trials
and
tribulations.
It is as advertised.
Right. It is as advertised for sure. Right. But the graffiti down there, amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, graffiti is just, it blows me away.
Yeah, art is art.
Oh, man. And I think that's where, whether it's tattoos, pencil drawings, or whatever you do, art's art.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
when you're going for a tattoo, I don't, like, I'm a rarity. I don't have a single one.
Really?
Not a single one.
Shit.
I know. So when you're going for it, is this, like, something that you conceptualize prior to?
Some
or
are.
How does that work?
Some are. So now being, I guess, so deep into collecting, honestly... Yeah. you could put a camera, or you could put a tattoo artist here right now on camera and be like, let's do something. Wouldn't bother me no more than that. But other ones, I went into with thought, heart, and everything else. So for instance, both my sons are autistic. So I have an autistic, like before they changed the symbol to just a blue puzzle piece, I got that. And then years ago, my buddy that used to do my ink here moved to Ontario. And while I was getting other ink done, he actually helped my kids tattoo me. So my oldest was 11, my youngest was 7, they tattooed their own names.
Nice.
So I actually have the videos of my kids at 11 and 7 tattooing me.
With the gun?
Yeah. Like he ran
That's dope.
He ran the pedal.
Yeah.
But like my kids got like gloves on and the machine in their hand. And like my oldest done the whole thing himself. My youngest done the J and the A and he lost interest.
Yeah.
So my buddy done the rest. But every now and then, because of their autism, their fine motor's not great. So every now and then my oldest now will come to me and be like, Dad. Let me redo my name. I'm like, no, dude.
Yeah.
This means more than what it would now if you redid it. You know
That's
what I
right.
mean? Because
Facts.
It's so it's like I said, I get a tat right now, or I could wait 3 weeks and get something designed. It
That's
doesn't
right.
bother me now no more
Very
than
that. Cool. Okay, so, well, we're gonna throw to a quick ad. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Okay, so what brought you to Fort McMurray?
In all honesty, my stepdad offered me a job. I was doing heavy equipment in Ontario at the time.
Yeah.
And he offered me a job plowing snow when I got winter layoff.
Okay.
Ran into a bunch of my buddies. I went to school at
and
home.
Where was this?
Where I was living in Ontario. It was Barrie.
Okay.
Just north of Toronto.
Yeah, yeah.
And he offered me a job here plowing snow in the wintertime. Ran into a bunch of my homeboys that I went to high school with back in Newfoundland.
Yeah.
They told me about site. I'd never heard about it. Showed me the pictures of what they were doing and been here ever since.
That's cool.
Got hooked on the tar sands, man. And
there you go.
I mean, it's the biggest and baddest equipment that you can run. So every little boy's dream is to do that now, right?
You know. When you first go out there and you see these big trucks and these heavy pieces of equipment, it's like, doesn't even make sense.
No,
the scale
it doesn't even.
That
no,
at.
It doesn't. And I was probably out there for a few months before I really got a scale to like really, really, I'm like, oh my God, I'm a fair size.
Yeah.
Because I was passing by a set of B trains hauling fuel.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what they are. They see them on the highway all the time.
That's right.
I passed one in the highway, or I passed one in the haul road, and I looked down on it. I'm like, oh my God.
That's right.
Massive.
That's right.
That's when it really dialed into like, now I don't, I mean, I've been doing it so long now, it doesn't even bother me, but
that's right.
Still when I get like a new trainee or something like that, they're like, oh my God, we're huge. I'm like, it's.
I remember I was 18 and I got a summer job out at Super. And just this huge truck drove by, and I was just like, what? It was like looking, the equivalency of looking at a dinosaur.
Literally. And that's exactly it. Like a few months ago, middle of the night, I went to pull into one of our brake shacks, and a haul truck passed by me as I was sitting in the pickup, big wall of tire.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like it dawned on me. I was like, somebody in the regular world would be like, oh my God. To me, it's like, meh.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Right? Right? It's, bro. It's amazing. And I love it. It's, I mean, I couldn't picture myself doing anything else now.
Yeah. Now, you got a sick beard, and we are at the barbershop, Thickwood Barbershop, next
this
to the Black
the
Horse.
Best place in Fort Mac.
So when did you start coming into Thickwood Barbershop?
I've been going to Ali as a barber when he was in Gregoire.
No shit.
So that's dating. That's back in the day.
Wow, okay.
So like when he was that, like three or four guys back there, and then I, you know, progressed up here, whatever that, and I left for a couple years, and since I've been back, is my man.
Yeah, man.
Everybody that, you know, on site, it's like, where do you get your beard done? I'm like, dude, you getting your beard done? That's the Thickwood Barbershop right there.
That's right.
You know, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You want a good, proper, it's Thickwood.
Yeah.
Straight up, through and through.
Yeah, it's so true.
And it's just it's got that old school barber feel. You know, whether we talk sports or you're busting somebody's balls or whatever, it's it's that old school barber way.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? That's, you pay money just for the experience and the atmosphere.
Yeah. I come chill here on like days where I'm like, man, I got a few like minutes to kill.
But
just
that's
come
it,
sit
right?
in the barbershop.
That's what I'm saying, right? It's the old school barbershop. You know what I mean? A lot of life lessons are learned in barbershops.
That's right. That's exactly
I mean, some of these young guys don't understand that, but I mean, it's that old school way.
That's right.
You know?
Well, listen, my man, I know we're out of time.
All good, brother.
But
it's
before
been an
I cut you loose,
pleasure.
Thank you, man. It's me too. Before I cut you loose, though, you get a shameless shout out. So
okay.
You got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shameless shout out. Let's see. I mean, I got some buddies here that come here on the regular. I'll give it Kevin Faulkner for sure. And then I got to give mad love and props to my boys in the Bearded Villains, Doc.
There you go.
And I appreciate the opportunity, man.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah,
you have yourself a great day, man.
You as well.
Thank you, man.
For McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to Naral Toyota as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.